Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. I am so happy about the way things are beginning this week after a tragic weekend. I, for over a year, have been reaching out, wanting to contact and make contact with the gentleman that is going to be joining us on the air today. His name is David Heavener. You are going to learn lots more about him. I first saw him a little over a year ago when he was doing some YouTube videos with a woman from the Middle East concerning the Nation of Islam and the Muslim movement in our nation today. And so without further delay, I want to invite David Heavener to the radio broadcast today and just say good morning to you, sir. David, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Vincent. How are you and all your listeners out there in God's land? How are you?
Well, I am very confident that the listeners are doing great. And I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited about today, and it's finally just a pleasure to meet you on the air. And seeing that we've never had an opportunity to really talk before, I would just like to ask you to please introduce yourself to everyone out there. Let us know what God is doing in your life and a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Thank you. I will. Well, basically, the most important thing that I want to say about me is I was a nothing, and God made me something. Now, I want to start from there, and I want to go to God took me into Nashville, Tennessee about 30 years ago. I was fortunate enough to write some hit songs, and then God took me on out to Hollywood to start making movies, and with no money, no experience, and very little talent, I was able to make over 50 films for people like HBO and Showtime and so forth. And through a whole process, which maybe we'll get into on the show, Vincent, I ended up crashing and burning. I was a Christian most of this time, but I was a what I would call a Disneyland Christian. I was a schizophrenic Christian. But God, 7 years ago, took me down, melted me, took me into nothing, and brought me back up as the new man. And so this is where I am today with the ministry, with Last Evangelist, et cetera.
Awesome. So the Last Evangelist is really the bedrock of what you're doing right now. And what is the purpose of that title?
Well, first of all, let me go back 7 years ago, because I said that 7 years ago, God melted me and brought me into what I call integrity. I had my Sunday morning David hat on Sunday morning, and then I had my movie making hat on Monday through Saturday, and then 7 years ago God melted me, brought me up with integrity, where they both my movie making and my Sunday morning David were integrated, and so therefore I was one. And so God brought me into the ministry as a pastor. I kind of pushed away the movie industry and had a church. And I was doing the you know, kind of like the feel-good sermons. You know, I'm a pretty good speaker. And building the church, had about 100 people. And God said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm building my church. And he said, I know you're building your church, but you're not building my church. He said, I want you to start telling the truth. And so I went back that Sunday morning, and I started speaking the truth, Vincent. And the foundation of God's truth is what Jesus said, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. What John the Baptist said, repent. So I went back, you know, and I told the congregation, I said, you know, there's many people going to hell, and probably there's a lot of them in this room. And they were all pretty much in shock. I said, first of all, I have to repent for what I've done. I've turned the real God into a Candyland Jesus. I said, but he's dead, and the real Jesus is now in this room. And so what happened over a period, some people did repent, but over a period of 2 or 3 months, the church went from 100 people down to about 7. So at that point, I said to God, well, look, what do I do now? And he gave me the script, TV series, Last Evangelist. And Last Evangelist basically covers what's happening today in society, along with the book of Revelation in Matthew 24. So it's Last Evangelist is a TV series, like a CSI meets the book of Revelation, and it deals with cashless society, the underground church, Mark of the Beast, the Antichrist. I play a cop. Where I go and bust underground churches because you have to be registered with the government, until one night God brings me to my knees and says, why are you persecuting my people? And so with a Bible in one hand, a gun in the other, I set out to deal with these different subjects.
Absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see that. Now, where do people get where we get an opportunity to listen to The Last Evangelist or watch that? Is that a television program or something you can find on YouTube?
Yeah. No, it's a half hour TV show. It'll be on different stations across the country, in the world. But the main place it's going to be is David Heavener TV, DavidHeavener.tv. God showed me where YouTube, the people on YouTube and all these other platforms are, I'm getting censored. I've been censored for the past year. A lot of people are really getting censored now. He said, they're going to flip that switch and you're going to be gone, David. So I formed my own Roku channel, Amazon, Android TV. So people can watch it exclusively with DavidHeavener.tv for the first month, and then it'll roll out on regular television. I don't have the stations or anything, and it won't be out until February of next year.
Okay, very good. Well, first of all, David, I want to say thank you for being willing to count the cost, and thank you for stepping out of what you were in and into what God is doing today, because we are living in the last days. We believe that. In fact, things are wrapping up very quickly. There's a rapid acceleration into end time Bible prophecy. I know you know everything about that. There are things going on in our country and around the world everywhere. And what is required are those Christians that have been melted and purged and sanctified and cleansed, so that we may be ready to go and do the things that God has called us to do. So first of all, thank you. And paying the price, everything's been pruned back. That means only good fruit is going to come, and it's going to abound in your life. So what is the important thing right now in your mind, on your heart, that you would like to share with our listeners today?
The most important thing, well, first of all, let me start with the foundation. The foundation is, you have to understand about being with God, being all in. And this is what I had to understand. I thought I was all in because the church that I went to, and the church that I had and the church that you may be going to, you think you're all in. But I had to search my heart and say, God, am I? And God spoke to me and he said, you've got love for the world, different loves. And I realized one of my loves was being dependent upon money, dependent upon a support system of the government, depending upon feeling like I'm okay, my family's okay, I'm going to be taken care of, whatever that means for anybody. It could be your job, it could be your career, it could be, you know, whatever system you're in. And I realized I wasn't leaning on God 100% because if they took all that away, how would I feel? So I had to repent of that. So go into your heart, find out. It may be a relationship with somebody. It may be an attachment to an item. It may be your job. It may be, you know, money. You got to ask God, God, I don't really want to say this, but take it away from me. I really don't want it to go away because I have a love for it, but I'm being honest with you, and I don't know what else to say. And that's what I had to say to God. Don't take this away, God, but if it's your will, do it. And God laid into my heart, you know, that's what my son said to me in Gethsemane when he was in the garden. He said, if you can, take this away. I don't want to do it, but if it's your will, let it happen. And that's what we have to do. We have to go where Jesus was in that garden before he went to the cross and ask God to cleanse us.
Amen to that. It sounds a lot like the church at Laodicea, where God is reaching out to the people saying, you know what, you've got one foot in and one foot out, and you're lukewarm, and I can't stomach that, so make a decision, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's it, lukewarm. So I didn't want to say lukewarm, Vincent, because we all say that a lot of times, and people go, oh, okay, I've heard lukewarm. But we have to understand what lukewarm really is. Lukewarm is not just doing nothing. Lukewarm is doing a little bit of both, okay? Mm-hmm. A little bit of in the world, a little bit for God. It's not in a middle. So if you're not all in for God, and I mean all in, because you asked me what would I like to share with the people in these last days. Folks, many are called, few are chosen. The road is narrow. You'll be hated by all men for my name's sake. You will be persecuted. You have to read those scriptures. You got to stop just reading the scriptures about grace and love and what God's going to do for me and, oh, I'm doing. No, you have to read the entire manual, the entire instructions. If you don't, it's called being lukewarm. What did Jesus do? He spewed. He said, I will spew you out of my mouth because you are neither hot nor cold.
All right, David. So one of the things I've noted about your ministry lately, and I'm pretty sure this was a pretty recent clip that I saw on YouTube, you have a pretty decent handle on the spiritual activity that's taking place in this country and around the world, and the spiritual dynamic of warfare against Christians that really operate to prevent them from living in the genuine abundance of the spiritual life as vessels of God. So what is your take on the spiritual battle that's going on against Christians on a personal level today?
Yeah, so you have two systems. You have the world system, and you have God's system. If you're all in for God, then you are at war, and you are an enemy of the system of the world. Now, all you have to do to make it simple is go back and look at the life of Jesus. What did Jesus do? Okay, he came against demonic activity. He looked at the devils. He spoke to them. He didn't have a conversation, didn't do an exorcism, none of this hocus pocus. He spoke to them, and they obeyed. They left. Okay, he had control over the demonic activity during his time. The second thing is he laid hands on people and they were healed. So today, the reason Christians are in the shape they're in is they do not understand their power over demons, their power over the demonic world, simply because a lot of Christians don't even believe in it. They don't even know about it because a lot of churches don't teach it. So what you need to be careful of in today, and I just released a video yesterday about these shootings, is that all of this is demonic activity. When you go to church, if you're in a church that's not filled with the Holy Spirit and all in for God, you have to understand, even in your church, there are demons watching. You know, they've been infiltrated in the church now, and they're now working against the Christians. And, you know, I talk a lot about witchcraft. I don't know if we want to get into that right now, but it all is the demonic activity. So I think your question was, what can I share with the people about what's happening today? Folks, do not ever think this is a political thing. Don't think it's a cultural thing. All that's low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. We're all fighting this battle in the spiritual realm right now, and it's ramping up like you've never seen before.
Well, amen to that. And it is something we need to talk about. We talk about it oftentimes, about the witchcraft that is going on, the curses that are taking place. I mean, just the Nation of Islam, David, what is it, 3-5 times a day they're cursing the great Satan, the United States of America. And that's just, you know, across the waters, supposedly. And but here, yeah, right here in the USA, there is a very strong and very powerful satanic movement of people that actually worship demons and worship the devil, and that's very real. We're seeing a lot of it manifest in Hollywood. We're seeing it in the, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein case. We're seeing it in so many things that are happening, a manifestation of the demonic that's been active within our nation and around the world. And we wonder why we're in the condition we are as a country. But look at the condition of the church, without being critical, but observing. I mean, the church really needs to wake up and grow up at this time. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head, that the demonic activity is ramping up. Now, folks, this is what I really believe. I believe in this unveiling that the demons are actually going to show themselves and be right in front of people. But yet the people are not going to overcome it. They're going to succumb to it. They're going to fall victim to it. And what is this? What does this mean, David? Are you crazy? You think I'm going to fall victim to a demon? The way it's going to work is the one world religious system is now being established. Many people are going to fall victim thinking this is God's true system. Vincent, the demons are not only just, you know, out, I mean, they're doing seances and Halloween and all this stuff. They are actually in the church now. I do a lot of videos of New Age in the church. They've got a new church that just started where you can smoke pot and get closer to Jesus. And I talked about this a year ago before it even started with Lisa Haven. I said, Lisa, I just know what's going to happen. Don't ask me why. Sounds crazy. But because of the legalization of marijuana, it's going to get into the churches, and it's going to be – they're going to have a heyday with it. Okay. Number two, they're doing tarot card readings in the church. Number three, they've got yoga coming into the church. So there's all this stuff in the, now I must say church, in the church building, in the church system. What we have to do as true Christians now is discern what is all this, what is God, and what is the devil. So, yeah, it's a mess right now.
It really is messy, and in just a moment, I want to introduce you to my better half, Patricia Joy Xavier. She wrote a book called Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights, and you guys are speaking the same language. But I, from what you just said, what comes into my mind, the reason why churches are smoking marijuana, having yoga, tarot cards, and New Age metaphysical things going on and all that stuff is because they are devoid of the genuine power of Christ that can only really come and manifest through a sanctified vessel. So it's easier to participate in things that are somewhat counterfeit because you don't have to pay the price of taking up your cross. Is that close?
Amen. Amen. You said it. Okay, so God requires sanctified vessels. It doesn't mean we're perfect. No, and it doesn't mean we're 100% clean. That's not the point. Righteousness is walking with God. It's not being perfect, okay? So when you are to – and let me say this. A year ago, just about a year ago, I saw a video or a news clip, and they had come against a Judge Kavanaugh. the evil branch, the demonic influence, actually the demons, the witches, they were casting hexes on Judge Kavanaugh because they didn't want him to be elected, for him to be put in as a judge. And Fox News covered it. And I asked myself, I said, I haven't heard this in any churches. I haven't gone to Christian sites, and very few people covered this. So I got online on YouTube, and I covered it. And we cast the demons out, and we pleaded the blood of Jesus over Judge Kavanaugh. Now, why am I saying this? Because many Christians are asleep, and they don't even understand this, what's going on out there. They don't see it. They don't get it, and they do, and much less come against it. So I released that video. It has, I don't know, 250,000 views right now or something like that. So you know there's people out there that are that do get it, and they are connected to God the way they need to be. But we all need to find a way to come together.
Well, amen to that. Absolutely, because there will be power definitely with agreement. Well, Patricia Joy Xavier, good morning, dear lady. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. Thank you very much. And David, it's great to have you on here. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Patricia. It's nice to be on here. It's nice to talk to you and your better half. And thank you all for all the work you're doing and the service to God.
And we would say the same to you. And what we have noted is that is true. New Age is running rampant in California. I haven't been there for a number of years. We lived there for quite some time. And I was absolutely blown away as to the incredible bondage that is being made manifested in California in New Age. Though, you know, people think it's freedom. But in our ministry, New Wine Ministry, we teach by the gift of the Holy Spirit, the discernment of spirit. And I think that is one of the most important things the church could do today, because so many of them do not even believe that the Holy Spirit's gifts are available today. But for those who do, the discernment of spirit, to know the difference between the spirit of evil in the spirit of righteousness and goodness.
Amen. You know, it's interesting you mentioned California and the Holy Spirit, because there's churches in the Midwest that are closing down, big churches, and they're moving out to California, and they're all gathering around the Google and Yahoo and you know, all the FANG stocks have moved out there. They're in a strategic position right now. We'll maybe get into that later. But these churches going out, and they say they're going out to witness and to be a light to California. I believe a lot of these churches are going out to further the agenda of Satan. Because if you look at a lot of the churches that's popping up now, you'll see that they're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you know, healing, prophecy. But there's one gift, Patricia, Vincent, that they never, hardly ever talk about, and that's discerning the spirits. They very seldom talk. Why? Because they're going to expose themselves. So you've said something very, very critical. It's knowing where Satan lives and how he operates and who he is.
Hey, David, we just had it got a little bit difficult to hear you. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's on my end or yours, but we just got a little bit difficult. Patricia, were you able to respond to what David was just saying?
Well, hearing the deception that's coming upon the church, it seems to be everywhere these days. Yes, in California, especially because of the lifestyle. How are you, David, accepted in California these days? Could you go to Hollywood and would you be welcomed with open arms, or would you be resisted?
Well, okay, the Hollywood, when I go into Hollywood, it's supernatural, because God has put me in a place where they don't really see me. I still have friends that are in, you know, the sexual perversion lifestyle. I have friends that are just godless. And they still come to me and they buddy up and they, you know, and I'm saying, God, why is this happening? And God is saying, I'm supernaturally letting you come into the enemy's camp for a period of time so they can't see you, so you can do what you need to do. So I'm not getting anything from Hollywood negative. What I'm getting it from, I don't know, can you all hear me now? Is it sound better?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where I'm getting it from is the religious system. When I go into the churches in Los Angeles, especially the bigger churches, the ones that used to welcome me are not quite as welcoming anymore. And the reason, because I said earlier, is they teach all these gifts about, the gifts of the Spirit, but they don't talk about the discernment of the Spirit. Because if they do, they're going to expose themselves. And so I talk about the discerning the spirits, and they don't like that. See, anytime you talk about discerning spirits, 9 times out of 10, Satan will do a pushback on you.
Oh, for sure, because that spirit is absolutely necessary by the work of God in our lives to know the difference, or we're going to be totally and completely deceived. And, oh, it's so rampant right now. It's frightening. It's truly frightening. If we didn't have faith to overcome, it would be absolutely unbelievable. Not the way it used to be at all.
And, David, would you say would you say that the witchcraft that's going on in the church today, that the people that are involved in it are aware of it, or are people just under the delusion and the spell? Have they gotten themselves into something because of sin, and that they're, like rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft? So what are we really witnessing in that realm?
What we're witnessing is the great deception that Jesus talked about, and it's several places in Scripture. What we're witnessing is the pivotal point when a child has to look at something and make that decision, just like we will when we take the mark of the beast. There'll be that. And when you make the decision to go left and you should have gone right, left being it's okay, which it's okay, tarot cards, it's okay, yoga. What happens, you're like a frog in hot water. The water is warm, slowly gets turned up, and you don't know that you're cooking. So I the answer is, I think most of the people today have become complacent, and they are just going, oh, it's okay. Yeah, it's not good, but it's not a big deal. That's death right there. It's a slow spiritual death.
So what I have noticed, David, is that pagantry is rising up all over the country. I mean, in a manner in which happened thousands of years ago. It's all coming together in a great power of the enemy. And it is just absolutely unbelievable how people are receiving these idols without understanding it in the church, just absolutely being pulled in. But pagantry has taken over in so many areas. It's hard to believe. How do you feel about that?
Well, it started back in Constantine. When he grouped all of the religions together under unity, and that's when we started worshiping on Sunday with the sun god. That's why we have Easter. So we've been with this, Patricia, for many, many, many centuries. And it obviously the Catholic religion, and we spawned from Catholicism, okay? Despite what anybody wants to, if you go back and just research, you'll see. If you look at the early church, they're nothing like we are now. Nothing. First of all, the early church was Jewish. These people were Jews, okay? And so Constantine took in and he bastardized it. Here we are today. So what does this mean? Well, for many, many years, we've had a platform that no one understands what the truth is. And so they think, oh, well, this is the truth. So, of course, what's going to grow out of from a ground that has bad dirt is bad fruit. And so what we have to do now is I tell people, look, if we do nothing else but just throw everything out, just, when you clean house, sometimes you just got to start by just throwing everything out, even the good. You just got to clean it out so you can see what it is, okay? And this is on Monday night. I have a Monday night live show, and I talk about this, a gathering. I say, look, folks, We just got to throw everything out and clean it. Because if you don't do that, I promise you, if you leave one thing in there, the enemy's going to hide somewhere in it, and then you're going to put everything back in. You're going to have the same problem. Throw it all out. Okay, once we throw it out and we look at God for who he really is and his character and what he really did and what he wants of us, then we go, oh, let's put this in. He wants, and I'm just right top of my mind, God wants fervent prayer. God wants complete scripture, not taking it out of context or not reading half the Bible. God does honor fasting. Oh, wait a minute. Did God say that we would always remember Passover? Did he say that? You see what I'm saying? You have to start over again and putting back in who God, what God really wants.
Well, amen to that. This is special because Patricia and I, Friday evening, we shut things down. We go into our little Shabbat and we spend all day Saturday just resting, spending time with God. We gather together on a Saturday night, and then we'll gather 2 o'clock on Sunday for people that want to join in. But we've been keeping the Feast of the Lord for nearly 30 years, and we host it every year, the Tabernacles. And so every single year, maybe this year, David, you'll be coming out to Northwest Arkansas. Put it on your schedule and being one of the ministers, because that's what we do. We just gather together for 7 days. And we have seen people's lives transformed. We understand the intrinsic value of the Feast of the Lord. And so we're good with that. And we love that. And what I'm hearing in the conversation about what's happening, how the pagantry has been cloaked, and it's just kind of coming out of the closet right now. It's a high-level compromise. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine, the little leaven that leavens the whole loaf, and it's the leaven of compromise in people's lives that open the door to the great delusion and the great deception that is running rampant in the world today.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad to hear what you just said, that you're honoring the feast, Passover, and now that opens a new door for me. Thank you. Yes, this is what God has laid upon my. And by the way, I would love to come out and be part of what you're doing in Arkansas. Just, you know, let me. We'll see if we can put the dates together. But here's what God has revealed to me: that the church, the end times church, for lack of a better description, is going to go back and almost look just like the early church. In other words, after Christ died, rose, came back and showed himself, and we see what happened with the early church, I feel like we're going to go right back to that. Now, some people go, oh, you mean I'm going back to being Jewish? Now, you have to understand, Jesus was Jewish. The people were Jewish. They were just celebrating their Messiah. You know, they were going to the Father through the Messiah. So if you want to say Jewish, you can say that. But we're getting back to what God really requires of us, worshiping in truth and in spirit.
Amen. Amen. And so we know that the one new man in the earth, he's made of the Jew and the Gentile, the one new man in the earth. But there are such intrinsic value. For example, when we talk about the Feast of Passover, which we do celebrate. And what is the meaning of that? It's not just what happened 2,000 years ago. It's about what's happening through the blood, cleansing our conscience, daily washing us, protecting us, that precious blood of the Lamb. So we celebrate the feast and bring that value, that understanding to us. And how important is it to be under the blood right now in this world in which we live?
Amen. The feast was all about Jesus, all about the Messiah, all about the blood. And matter of fact, I just released a video yesterday about the shootings, and God laid on my heart. I said, Lord, I said, I know that these shootings are supernatural. I know these are programmed multiples SRA victims. I know that because you showed me that. But what do I tell people? I can't just go on and say, folks, they're now unleashing the programmed multiples. This is all happening. And God spoke to me, says, David, it's about the blood. And so God showed me that we have to plead the blood in these days for real. And so anyway, that was what was in the video. And I believe that's what God laid on my heart.
Well, amen to that. David, we have a number of people that are listening to the radio broadcast today from all over the country, quite frankly, and maybe even from Australia. We would like to open the lines if anybody out there has a question or comment. I know Patricia's getting some more good thoughts gathered together right now. If you're listening to the broadcast, you have a question or comment for David Hebner. Is it Pastor David at this point, David, or are you still pastoring?
Well, I mean, you never stop pastoring. I consider myself an evangelist, but you can call me whatever you want. So
just for dinner. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So if you have questions or comments, make sure you press 1 on the dial pad. The number to call, 818-369-0326. We've got a good 25 minutes left in the broadcast. Let's cover a little ground. You said some very powerful things that I know that our audience, their ears perked up about these, the unleashing of this type of violence that we're witnessing. You know that there have been some dreams that have been dreamt about the very shooting that took place this weekend. On Friday, there was a dream, and the dream was exactly that. There was a mall active shooter. There was a second part of the dream, another active shooter. We're turning the television on Saturday and Sunday. We're seeing that both basically were fulfilled to a degree. And we sense, and I don't think you need to be the FBI on this, that there's going to be a rapid acceleration, that more of this type of activity is on the rise, because in so many ways it's really fulfilling the prophetic. And one thing, David, I'd like to just say before I turn this back over to you, I want to remind our listeners today that back in March, God gave us a message out of Amos chapter 8, and that message was that it would be the summer of violence 2019. And that those scriptures, I would encourage you to go back over Amos chapter 8, the summer fruit, the many bodies in the streets. And I want you to go back there because God is confirming his word. We've got one call coming in right now. I want to take that call and say good morning to our friends from South Dakota. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to direct this to David. Now, I wanted to ask him, now, was the spirit of pride, when you talked about the downfall and you went away from God, was it pride that entered into your heart, you feel, and then the other question is, the persecution that you feel now and have in the past, was it from the religious people?
Yes. Okay, first of all, pride is the center of everything. Pride can't live where repentance exists, okay? Repentance comes in and takes the place of pride. So, yes, the answer is, of course, it was pride. And I want to direct this to some pastors out there that may be listening. Pastor, and not everyone, but I believe, unfortunately, the majority, you're living in pride. And, you know, I don't want to hear any of your sermons about you have to get rid of your pride. You've got to search your heart, because if you're in the quote church system, you're in a prideful system. There's no way you can exist. It's very difficult. Okay. And what entangles that pride is the paycheck. The devil uses money to keep your pride going. So the answer to your question is, once I gave up the love I was talking about for different things, which was security, which came through money, once I gave that up, I said, God, take that away. I said, you may not take it away, but I need the attachment of it taken away. That's when my pride disappeared, because it was my pride that was hanging on to my security. So, yes, it was pride. The second part of your question is the pushback from the religious system. I can't tell you the venom that comes out of the religious system in different ways. Now, at best, it comes out as, I don't really understand you. I'm just going to kind of ignore you because, you know, I don't know, you're kind of just a ringing in my ear, okay? At worst, it's, you are from the pits of hell. You've got a gospel that doesn't really exist, see? And then it runs the gamut between those two. So the church right now is in a place of delusion, and I tell pastors, and I have friends that are pastors. Some of them are unknown pastors, and a few are well-known pastors, and I've been able to talk to them. And they've seen my transition, and they've asked me about it. And they said, why have you done this? Why are you turning your back on us? And I said, I'm turning my back on a religious system, and if you're in it, then I am turning my back on you, but you've got to get out of it. And they know this, and I've told them. They've got a couple have big churches. And so they love me, but they won't acknowledge me, and they certainly won't bring me back into their congregation, or they won't tell people they're connected with me.
Amen. Amen. Great questions, Kathy. Thank you so much for the call. Patricia, what are you thinking?
Thanks, Kathy.
Yes, I am thinking of something that has been an interest on my heart, David. I know that Satan will try to stop the truth from going forth, and he will do it in any way possible. But in Romans 11, Paul compares Israel to the natural branches of the olive tree, and the Gentiles, believers, to the branches of the wild olive tree. And the natural branches were broken off, and the wild branches, the Gentiles, were grafted in. I do not understand, and maybe you can help in this manner, why the church does not understand that the true Israel and the true Gentile have become one, and we can celebrate those feasts, which were even celebrated before the law.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Constantine again. We could do a whole show on that. Satan knew what he was doing. First, you had to get people away from the understanding of what you just said, Patricia. You have to get them away from the branch, from grafting in. You've got to take them completely away from that, which is what Constantine did with Sunday, one world religion, unity. So we've grown up generations, 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 and I'm going to use the Catholic religion as an example. And I do talk about the Catholic, but I'm talking about everybody, Methodist, Baptist, but it's everywhere now. If you walk into any church, you'll see very, very little, you'll smell very, there won't be any smell of Israel, any smell of Judaism, any smell of the feast, any smell of the branch. They don't have a clue about that, okay? They think that when Jesus came, he got rid of the Old Testament. They think the Old Testament is something that you just use for research. It's not pertinent to today. It has nothing to do with today. We must read the New Testament. So my answer is we have been gaslighted. And gaslighted means we have been told that what we see doesn't exist, and what we don't see really does exist.
All right, and that's a great answer. Patricia, I want you to answer that. But David, your sound got a little bit tweaky again, so if we could adjust that, that'd be awesome. Patricia, what are your thoughts to what you just heard?
Well, my thoughts to what I just heard, it's absolutely true, David, what you just said, but to get to the heart of the people, to change in this time that we're in, to get them to understand that truly we are of Israel. Now, not under the law, which I know many are concerned about and fearful about, but to become the fullness of Christ, the fullness of Jesus and who he was. We are grafted in, but we're also grafted in Jesus Christ, and so is the Jew. So we must begin to really work in this area to open the eyes of people that are called in this time that we're in and move in this direction. And I think if we honor God in this way, many things will open up for us for the kingdom of God to be established in a greater manner than what we're seeing.
Amen. Can you hear me okay now? Is this any better?
It's a little tiny tweaky. It's it was
this? Is this any better? I'm trying a few things. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Yes.
That's good.
Okay. So here's my question. My question is, if you the way the church operates today, the modern church, because this is what we're up against, okay, is they print bulletins from some building, some organization, someplace in America or someplace in the world. They come up with these programs, these bulletins, and they send them out to their churches, whether you're denominational, non-denominational. Most of them have this. It's a system, including the songs that you sing. And here's my question. Can the Holy Spirit be in a system where someone somewhere is coming up with these programs and sending it out to all these churches, and this is what the churches are using Sunday after Sunday after Sunday? Can the Holy Spirit operate in that way? And my answer is, it's impossible, because how can a man create something and tell God, this is what you're going to do next Sunday? So the first thing we have to do, and I haven't said this too much, but I will say it to you guys, I'm telling people, get out of the church, get out of your building, unless you see that your pastor and your congregation is really following the lead of the Holy Spirit for real, okay? And that's just, this is my voice now. That's what I've been voicing for the past 2 or 3 months.
Yes. You know, I so agree with you. We agree with you. Absolutely. In fact, even home fellowships will do very well now at this time, where you become more personalized with the people around and about you. But it is absolutely true that the Holy Spirit must lead. In 1 Corinthians 14, it speaks in that manner, where it says, one, when we gather together, one will have a hymn, another will speak in the word of tongues, another one will interpret tongues. They will move together in the Spirit, not just one man standing up there and just giving a gospel teaching, but a movement within the church itself, everyone involved as the Spirit leads. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're considering?
Amen. I sure am. I tell people, what would you do if you went in Sunday morning and there was not going to be any preaching and you were told to sit in your seat and just wait on God?
Yeah.
Most people, they would start squirming. They would say, what do you mean wait on God? We only have an hour. You know, what if he doesn't show up until the last, you know, few minutes? And I go, well, then you got a problem, you know. And you're right.
Dave, look.
What if I told you? Yeah.
I was just going to say, the sound right now, I've got a number of callers that want to talk with you, and I need to make sure that your sound is doing good. Can we tweak it just a little bit more? You were super clear.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see if this is any better here.
Now, you know about technical stuff. You've been in Hollywood.
Is that any better? Is that
It's not like it was at the beginning. You had a real clear signal, but we could listen.
We can do with that.
Yeah, so we'll do with that. And Dave, let me just bring a couple of callers in real quick because of the time. I want to make sure they could ask you some questions, all right? And so let's begin with area code 479-238. You're on the air. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, blessings, Pastor, and blessings, David. This is Bill, Pastor, out here on the road. Question or comment. And maybe David could expound on it. A spirit of compromise. When you have 501c3 churches, that's a spirit of compromise. When you listen to some in some of these big churches and the shows that they put on, you know, with the smoke machines and everything else, I'm wondering who they are actually worshiping. There's a spirit of compromise. When you see it seems like everybody and their brother is sporting some type of new body piercing or new tattoo, and it seems like there's a spirit of compromise, and that's what I'm seeing. What are your thoughts on that?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're doing good now.
Now it's good.
Okay, all right. Well, there was a couple things, Bill, you said. Going into the churches and there's the lights and yes, you hit the nail on the head. This is not found anywhere in Scripture. There's no model for this kind of church. It's symbolic of Satan. If you go to a nightclub and you watch what they're doing in nightclubs, the modern church has taken that model and they brought it into the church. So they brought Satan into the church. You go, David, that's pretty hard. that's pretty hard. Any time you take the focus off the living God and the core and you put it on anything else, any event, any person, you've just given Satan the keys to your car. And you said, hey, drive me around the block or wherever you want to take me. So I totally agree. The 501c3, Bill, that's the whole – we could spend hours on this, and one day I'll do a show on it. But let me – can I just say this? And you may not agree with me because I'm not here to be loved, even though I want to be loved. I hear this 501c3 thrown around amongst people, and I'm saying this because I really want to help people. It's not what you think it is, and it's worse than what you think it is. And here's what I mean. If you're not in the 501c3, you're still in a system. There's no way you can get out of the system. People go, well, if you're in a 501c3, you've signed with the devil. No. If you're in America, you're still in a taxation system. It's just a matter of what kind of system you're in. Again, I don't want to get into that right now, but don't just think because of 501c3, that's like taking the mark of the beast, because it goes really deep, and I really want to get into that one day. I'm not trying to protect it. I'm just trying to say that even if a church gets out of that, they're going to have to, if you make a donation, they've got to, you know, all this stuff is in the system, so you can't get out of it.
All right, so there it is for 501c3s, and I want to appreciate that call. Bill, did you have any comments to that, or are you good with that for right now? Okay, so we'll let that call go. We've got another call coming in from area code 479-903. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Do you have a question or comment for David?
I have a comment. The present time, what New Wine Ministries has been teaching me and preaching is what you have said, that they're, when you attend one of their services, the Spirit moves. You can't tell what's going to happen in that. The way the Spirit moves from one Sunday, one Saturday, it is so wonderful to see just this Holy Spirit move on the people, and the anointing that comes out from the gifts of everybody, and with Pastor Vince and Patricia and her ministry of deliverance, all these things that you've been talking about, they have practiced and put for all the years that I've been under that ministry, that they do that. And presently I've been out in the system for three months and so, and boy, will it be glad to get back under the anointing that comes forth in New Wine in Arkansas.
Amen. Well, Elder George, thank you so much for that. He's calling in and vindicating our ministry. We love that. God bless you. We can't wait to see you again. And thank you for sharing that great information. We've got another call coming in from area code 208. Good morning, area code 208-255. You're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Mr. Vince.
Hello. This is Idaho calling.
This is Lumberjack. Yeah,
hey,
Lumberjack from Coeur d'Alene.
Yes, sir. Did you have something you wanted to share with David, or a question or comment?
Yes. Due to all the recent shootings, I did a research online, see how many lives were saved by guns. And there's anywhere from 500,000 to 1 million. I'd suggest other people check that out and contact their representatives, because guns is kind of a mainstay of our protection.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yes, and I see where you're going with that, because a lot of the left, David, as you know, is probably wanting to use what happened this weekend for disarmament here in the United States. Do you see it that way?
Oh, absolutely. It's well, not only that, but it's been instigated. It's been initiated and directed in this direction so that they can disarm the people. So yeah, absolutely, it's part of the plan.
Okay, very good. Art, is there anything else you'd like to share while you're up there in Idaho? Any other questions or comments?
Just want to make that one personal, and that's pretty heavy, everybody. I feel sorry for all the people that are involved in this, lose members of families. I've lost two myself, two separate gun incidents, an attempt on my own life, so I'm not ready to throw the guns away, you know. The only reason I brought this up is because it's going to be pretty heavy political to get them guns again. They did that when Reagan got shot. I said, yeah, they're going to want gun control. Well, we got the Brady Bill out of that, see. This part of the communist takeover, Muslim, whatever. If you look at the Crusades, what happened in 1095, that was 400 years after Muslim armies had already sacked two-thirds of the Christian nation, including Rome and the Vatican, Constantinople, and God suggests people research a little of that instead of listening to mainstream media, see?
Okay, Art, what we're going to do is, that sounds like another whole broadcast that we're going to get into, and Art's going to be praying for a lot of people that are on the broadcast today. David, we've just got a couple of minutes left in the broadcast, and we've kind of just introduced ourselves to each other, and may the Holy Spirit continue to guide us in the days ahead. What are your final thoughts to the people that are tuning in today? What would you like to say with them going out?
Well, what I'd like to say is we have to group together as the body of Christ, and you got to make sure that there's no cancer in the body. So you got to make sure who we attach ourselves to is really part of the body. And that's why I'm doing Last Evangelist. And do you mind if I just give people my contact information in case
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can go to lastevangelist.com, sign the newsletter, and you'll be part of the community. If God leads you, you can buy a hat, T-shirt, become a partner. Go to davidhebner.tv if you want to sign up for my new Roku station. I've got a lot of stuff, videos on there you won't see on YouTube. But the most important thing is we need to group together as the body of Christ. And that's why on Monday nights at 8:00 Eastern Standard Time, I have people call in and we talk about these things, Vincent. And I want to have you and your wife on sometime, because I think it's very important to share more of these things, that we come together as a true body. And this may be the new church. What you're doing, what I'm doing, may be what God has planned for the new church.
Yes, I agree with you. The Word of God tells us that we're to become one as He is one. And He has a body. He has an elect group. And pray God that He has called us to do that very thing in the times we're in, David. It was wonderful speaking with you.
Oh, it was good speaking with you guys. And if you're out in California, speaking of California, I'll be out there with Hear the Watchman. On the 11th, 12th, and 13th of October, I'll be speaking out there with some other prophecy speakers.
Okay, very good. And we have our Feast of Tabernacles begins October 13th through the 20th. So we might have to get you out from California to Arkansas to shake off a little bit of the dust of California and get you in Arkansas. We've got another gentleman, Daniel Seckham, that will be joining us from Australia as well. So let's talk about
that.
Okay. All right, David.
Love to do it. Love to come see you guys.
All right. Well, God bless you. We'll talk again. Ladies and gentlemen, David Hebner, make sure you get to his website, lastevangelist.com, and then look up David Hebner, and that's David Heaven, H-E-A-V-E-N, with an E-R, .tv. So David Hebner. Or thelastevangelist.com. The Spirit of the Lord put it in my heart last week to reach out to David Hebner and to just bring him forth to bless our listeners, to bless what we're doing here, and to bring a blessing to his life as well. So whatever it's all about, we want to thank you, David, once again for joining us on the air today, and thank everybody for tuning in. Right now, remember, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, omegaradio.org. Patricia Joy Xavier is going to be leading a roundtable discussion right now. So get over there to omegaradio.org. I'm Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. I'll see you tomorrow right here on The Watchman. Until we meet again, shalom and God bless.